We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Mem Gimel in the Shalem edition and Kuf Tet Zayin in the Masada of Kuk edition. V'amar, and the pasuk says, "V'yomer Hashem and Moshe v'Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor ha'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim." God said to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, he said, saying the following, "This month is for you the first of the months." So the Ran had discussed Moshe and his speech impediment, why Aaron had to be in on the picture, why Aaron got the merits of having prophecy because he was happy that Moshe was the prophet in his stead. All that we discussed. And he's going word by word explaining this pasuk. Why does the pasuk have to say, this month is for you the first of the months? Why didn't it just say, this month is the first of the month? The first of the months. Why did the pasuk have to say, Hachodesh hazeh lachem? This month is to you the first of the months. B'tam adaval. So the reason, says the Ran, Ki hachodesh hazeh mitzad atzmo einenu rosh chodeshim. Because technically, the month of Nisan is not the first of the months. It's not when the year starts. Ki ma'asher ha'galgal ha'gol mitno'ea b'tnu'a svivot. Because the year is technically like a circle. You look at a circle. Where's the starting point of a circle? There is no starting point. You just go round and round. It's arbitrary. It's like a Greenwich Mean Time. Why does it have to be in Greenwich? Where's the international date line? So they decided on one international date line, and the halacha says a different international date line. The idea is, when you have something that's round and that's going in a circular fashion, well, then the starting point is arbitrary. If you look at a circle and someone asks you, where does the circle start? You can't say this is where it begins and this is where it ends. And even though our sages wrote that this month is fitting to be the start of times, the beginning of the month, what our sages meant is not that really this is the beginning of the cycle, not that this is the beginning of the year, but Chazal just said, you should know, it really fits for Nisan, a month where you have a nice weather, and it's pleasant to be around, so that's a nice time for the year to begin, for the months to begin. So you could say, when I'm counting for the solar cycle, it makes sense that I should start in the most pleasant point. All of this revolves around the sun. But our calendar is a lunar calendar. And a lunar calendar, how could you say this month is the beginning? On a solar calendar, you could say, okay, I'm going to start in the nicest season, so that I can start the year in spring. Okay, that's a nice time to start. But why on a lunar calendar? What's the difference when it comes to the month? Every month is the same. The moon wanes, waxes. What's the difference this month and that month? Velosofam, you can't say this is the last month, this is the first month. Lachen amar, that's why the pasuk has to say, Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim. This month is to you the first of the months. Kilomar, im eyot she'inenu ra'ui mitzad atzmo she'yeh rosh chodeshim. As if the pasuk would say, God is, so to speak, saying, even though technically this month isn't more fitting than any other month to be the first month, lachem ro'i she'yeh rosh chodesh. What God was saying is, for you, my people, for you, Am Yisrael, this month makes sense, it should be the first month. Achar she'nigaltem bo, being that you were redeemed in this month, this is where your life began. Ve'ashatchalat ha'torah bo, the Torah begins in this month. You want to know where the Torah began? Nisan. Our first mitzvah? Nisan. So where does our year begin? Nisan. Because where does life begin? Nisan. Life. Torah says, Makeh ish vamet mot yumat. Someone who kills a person gets a death penalty. So the Talmud says, a fantastic thought. The Talmud says, why does it have to say in one pasuk, Makeh ish vamet mot yumat? And then another pasuk says, Makeh nefesh yumat. Why does one pasuk have to tell me if he kills a soul, and the other pasuk says he killed a person? So the Talmud said, if it would just say he killed a person, then I wouldn't know that you get the death penalty for killing someone who hasn't yet learned Torah. boggled my mind when I saw that line. Meaning, it's not a right thing to do. It's a punishable thing to do. It could be a million things. It's wrong. It's improper. Punishable. But the death penalty, I wouldn't know. Just because the Torah said makeh ish. You want to know when you have a makeh ish? Ish is a person who learns Torah. That's why the Torah had to tell me, no. From the second the baby is born, he's a human being. Kol makeh nefesh. If someone kills a person, any person, doesn't matter if he's learned Torah or not. But the fact that I would entertain such a thought, that shows me that life, if you want to look at where is life, there is a difference between life before Torah and after Torah. When we look at the value of human life, halachically we say any person that murders gets a death penalty. All life is above that value. But we have to realize that there's still a distinct difference where I would have entertained such a thought. You with me? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So this month, where we got our first mitzvah, where we started as a people, for us it's the first month. All our countings should really be based on the roots of the Torah. We shouldn't be revolving around nature when we count our months. Because we believe, and this goes back to the point someone noticed in the Ran, maybe it was Adam Ali, that the Ran seems to say throughout this speech that everything is Ashgacha. At every moment Hashem is watching and it's based upon what we deserve. Remember, there are different shitot as to the level of Ashgacha. Is Hashem really watching over every footstep you make? You know, one Midrash says if you put your hand in your pocket, you mean to take out a 10 shekel coin and you take out a 10 agurot coin and you look at it and that's not what you meant for. So in heaven they wanted you to miss. Every move you make, like the Midrash says, every blade of grass has an angel corresponding to it that's telling it, grow. So there are midrashim that seem to go that way. The Gemara that says, if you're banging a nail and you hit your finger, in heaven they want you to hit your finger. So there are opinions that seem to go with that every move you make is watched from above. And then you have sources that seem to say it's not exactly like that. The Ran seems to be going with that. And that's why the Ran says over here, we don't go by nature. Everything depends on what you deserve in this world. So the Ran says it doesn't make sense that our calendar should revolve around nature. It's a pleasant month. It's the spring, so start your calendar there. That doesn't fit. So the Ran says it must be. Everything revolves around the Torah. That's why the Torah says this month is for you the first month. And that's the very reason why when we count the years, we count from the month of Tishrei. Even though technically, if you look at the Talmud, you're stuck. The Talmud says, Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan. Anytime we have a disagreement between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that stood against the rabbis and he said the oven is pure and they said it's defiled and he proved it this way and they said we don't accept it and he proved it that way and they said we don't accept it until finally they banished him. They put him in cheder. So ever since then, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Shamuti, the rabbi said he went too far, and even though he is the first Tana quoted in Shas, and he is quoted throughout the Mishnayos, and he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, but at the end of the day, the halacha is not like him everywhere. It's rare that you'll find the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. The rule is, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer throughout the Shas. And yet, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, suddenly we say, Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei. But the halacha should be like Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was created in Nisan. So he says, you're right. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The world was created in Nisan. So what are we doing celebrating the new year in Tishrei? Amru b'per kamad Rosh Hashanah. So the Talmud tells us in the first chapter of Rosh Hashanah, Chachmei Yisrael monin mabul k'Rabbi Eliezer v'latkufa k'Rabbi Yeshua. The wise men of Israel, they count, when it comes to the mabul, they count like Rabbi Eliezer. When it comes to the seasons, they count like Rabbi Yeshua. Klomar, monin latkufak Rabbi Yeshua, meaning the reason when we count the seasons and we calculate the seasons and we calculate the months and we calculate our calendar, we go like Rabbi Yeshua, lefi sheben Nisan nivra olam, because Rabbi Yeshua is right. Factually, the world was created in Nisan, like Rabbi Yeshua said. Ve'im kol zeh, nonetheless, lamabul monin k'Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to the mabul, when you want to calculate the mabul, you go like Rabbi Eliezer. What does that mean? Klomar lishnei dorot, meaning when we want to calculate the years of the generations, where the mabul is an example. Anytime you want to date something in the Torah, we date it based upon Tishrei. We say the year changes in Tishrei. So the world was created mid-year? The world was created in the middle of the year. How do you say that? The calendar started not in the day the world was created. The world was created Nisan, but the calendar starts with Tishrei. How's that? Mitzich tam lama. So we have to understand, what's the logic here? If the world was created in Nisan, logic dictates every year Nisan is the anniversary. That's when you have a new year. That Shuvah b'zeh. So the answer here says the Ran, ki me'asher ha'olam nidon b'tishrei, being that the world gets judged on Tishrei. For whatever reason, God said, I judge the world in Tishrei. And ra'ui shiyeh minyan shanav kefi ha'ekefim she'ekef v'shavet nekuda achat kefi minyan hashanim. So, yeah, technically, the first year was a half a year. Logically, we would say, wait a second, the anniversary of creation is Nisan. So the years should change in Nisan. No, God says, but I judge you. I judge the world in Tishrei. So even though technically you come full circle in Nisan, your years change in Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, I judge what's going to be the whole year. Not because that's the anniversary of the creation of the world. Now you guys have a lot to think about, because how does that fit with all our davening in Tishrei? We say in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Arat Olam, today the world was created. How do we do that? So that's a good question. It's discussed already in the Ran. Let's see if the Ran here discusses it. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah discusses it on the Gemara. Let's see. Nature would say you count the years by Nisan, because that's when you've come full cycle. But we have to know that the world is not around because of nature. God created the world. And God says every year, Tishrei, I decide, is this world going to be granted another year to exist? So the reason we celebrate the anniversary of the world on Tishrei is because this Tishrei, God decided again there's going to be a world. The world started its creation in Nisan, but it's not spinning based on nature. If everything were up to nature, then we'd celebrate the anniversary of the world in Nisan. Then the new year would be in Nisan. But because we recognize that it's not run by nature, that's why we celebrate the new year in Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, God decided the year is going to be granted another, the world is going to be granted another year. Lachen ro'i shiyem et Tishrei l'Tishrei. That's why it's fitting that we count the year from Tishrei to Tishrei. Ki kashan ishlam ha'ekef mitishrei l'Tishrei, yedanu ki mitrei sha'avar, chiyuv kefi ha'mishpat shimashech ha'tishrei acher. When we hit a new Tishrei, so we say, thank God, we made it another year. God granted us another year. Last Tishrei, God decided He's giving the world another year. Now, the Ran just said a phenomenal point if you look deeply. Rosh Hashanah, what is Rosh Hashanah? The celebration of the upcoming year or the conclusion of the previous year? So, there's a dual nature. In Hebrew, the word Rosh means extremity. When you look at a wick in oil, which side would you say is the Rosh? Well, if Rosh means the head, then you'd say the top part, which has the flame. And yet the Mishnah we say in Bamim Adlikin, every Shabbos, says don't put Rosho b'toch HaShemen, the head of the wick in the pitcher of oil. So you see that the side in the oil could also be called the head of the wick. Because in Hebrew, Rosh means extremity, doesn't necessarily mean head. So Rosh Hashanah is the extremity of 2 years. It's the end point of one and the beginning of the other. And so the Ran says, what we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah is that we made it through another year, the conclusion of the year. So now God, we see God granted us a year. A year ago, God said this, that we should last throughout this year. So our counting of the years revolves around the root of our faith. According to our tradition, that Rosh Hashanah is when it's decided. And just like our count for months revolves around our first mitzvah, it has nothing to do with nature, it has to do with the Torah. And that's why the pasuk says this month is for you, the first month, because it's all about you. You got the Torah now, you got your first mitzvah now. This is when you celebrate the beginning of the year. Notice that the Ran over here really answered another question, because technically, once we've come full circle, according to the Ram, the world was created in Nisan. Well, if the world was created in Nisan, then all God had to say was, Achodesh Azerosh Chodeshim. The question is now stronger. This month is the beginning of months, because technically it's the beginning of creation. So now the Ram says, no, but again, we said we're not going with nature. That's why the year begins in Tishrei, it goes with our tradition. And by the same token, our months don't begin in Nisan because Nisan is when the world was created, but rather because Nisan is when we receive spirituality, when we receive the Torah. That's the idea behind the year beginning in Nisan. Not because the world was created in Nisan. The year begins in Tishrei, because Tishrei is when it's judged. The calendar and the months begin with Nisan, because Nisan is when we got our first mitzvah. You guys with me? Now there's more depth, but I don't want to say things that the Ran didn't say. Because there's an obvious question which we have to ask, and that is, why this divide? Why is it that when it comes to the solar calendar or to our year, we go by Tishrei, the time when the world is judged, and when it comes to our lunar month, our calendar, we go by Nisan? Okay, so that we'll leave.